I have to confess, I don't see a partridge in a pear tree for this countdown of the 12 days of Christmas. We're talking about the 12 scams of Christmas. Now, before you call me a Grinch or a Scrooge, you'll thank me later for this, right, Brian Caffarelli? I mean,
we
want you to enjoy your holiday. So if we don't tell you about the scams, then you're going to be mad at us for not doing our jobs. Commissioner Brian Caffarelli is back with the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection. Hi, Brian.
This will help keep the holidays happy.
Right? You'll thank us later. I'm just saying. You know, if somebody could have given, other than poor Cindy Lou Who, anyone the heads up about what the Grinch was doing, we wouldn't be in this position today, right? I mean, we got to talk about the 12 scams of Christmas. First of all, how long did it take you to come up with that list?
Well, a while, but I had help.
Well, that's good. So you had Santa's helper. Yeah, Brian had helper has come up with this list. The 12 scams of Christmas. Yikes. Okay. I mean, do we just go? Do we just rip through them? What do you want to do?
Let's jump right into it.
Let's do it.
Like I said to you, it's aggressive to get through it, but we're going to try.
We're going to do it. We're going to do the best we can. Here we go.
The first one is online shopping scams. And how it works is the scammers create fake websites offering products with extreme markdowns, enticing you to buy them. And so we just want to say be wary of these websites as scammers look to really steal your money and card information, compromising your data and finances. So how you avoid it is before buying from a website you're not familiar with, type in the name of that company in Google, followed by complaints or scams to see if other customers have been treated poorly. And so you can also check the URL to see if anything has been intentionally altered, like, you know, Amazon misspelled, or, you know, misspelling is quite often the most common thing. The websites are sophisticated, so take a close look at the URL, review it for, like I said, spelling, grammar errors. If it looks off, it probably is. And always check out the company's contact page and return policies. If there's no policies or contact to reach customer service, it's safe to assume it's a scam.
Brian, earlier this month, we learned that there was a nationwide scam allegedly involving Walmart employees, which ended up obviously being a scam. Has Connecticut seen any particular sites or companies that have been roped into scams? A lot of the times they don't even realize it till it's too late. Anything that's been flagged in your department?
I think it's safe. They've even impersonated us. So, you know, it's safe to say that, you know, just really you got to be on the lookout and use these red flags that we're going over here. So if something feels off about a website or an email or text that you're getting,
it probably
just really
is.
Take that extra minute to see if it really is the true website or organization that you want to contact or that's contacting you.
Okay. Scam number two, Brian, go.
Package delivery scam. So online, everybody's shopping online. It's a popular time. Everyone's getting these fake package delivery texts. So how it works is a consumer will get a text from a random number saying they need to update their delivery preference, or there was a missed delivery or incomplete address or some related issue. And again, it's a red flag. It's pressuring you to act quickly because you want that package. Maybe, you know, you got to get it before the holiday. And so they'll create this false sense of urgency, demands immediate action. Oftentimes they'll have a link or an attachment to click on. Don't click on those. Just erase these delivery text scams. It's a sign of a phishing text message, so it's best to just leave it be. For more retailers, you know, you can get retailers to give you updates through their text method or directly from their email. And if you want to check on the status of your package, similarly, you could go to the website or wherever you ordered it from.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, number three. So we have online shopping, package delivery. Number three scam.
Charity scams. So
charities.
December is the season of giving. So we don't want to discourage. I mean, Connecticut is a very generous state and, you know, there's very generous and kind of giving people in Connecticut. We don't want to discourage that. But this is the most popular month for charity donations. So if you're looking to donate, we just want to remind you, do your research to make sure your money goes into the right hand. So simple tools you can watch, use like Charity Watch or Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving to see how organizations, if they're valid, first of all, and if how they use their donations. So legitimate charities will want to answer your questions and allow you to do independent research. So if you're called by them, feel free to ask them, you know, how is this created? What's the mission? What percentage of the donation goes to the cause? things like that. Watch out for these phony charities that have pushy sales tactics or unable to answer questions about their mission. So, and never, ever send donations via wire transfer, cash, or gift card. That's a total red flag. So, and an organization will allow you to use traceable payment methods like a check or credit card. While we're on that, if you're shopping online, always use a credit card if not possible. Do not use a debit card or any other form of payment. It's the safest way to do it.
Yeah. And again, with that pressure, if somebody's pressuring you and you're the one offering money to a charity, that has to be the biggest red flag. We've got Commissioner Brian Caffarelli, who is here from the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection. We're talking the 12 scams of Christmas. Number four, Brian.
Seasonal job scams. So it's the holiday season is a popular time for seasonal job openings, especially in retail, as they look for additional employees to help with demand. And although some of these advertisements can be legitimate, some red flags to look out for is the business quickly offers you a job without an interview and sends some, quote, employment paperwork that asks for your social security number or banking information. You should not provide this information without speaking to them in person or several video calls. And verify to the company that you may take a seasonal job with is legitimate by searching the name of the company followed by review or scam. Another red flag is if they charge you for training or equipment for the job. So that just adds insult to injury there. Yeah. I want to note that there are true and real seasonal job offers, but it's best to go with a well-known retailer.
Yeah, it's always bizarre to me when they tell you you have to pay for training or pay for equipment that you're trying to get paid to do a job. I always find that to be kind of a bizarre irony, if you will, but certainly a red flag as well. Number five.
I mean, it's tragic,
Brian.
because these people are looking to make some extra money. And
I know.
A lot of these people prey on it. They lose it. They lose money. They go into their bank account, but they've divulged. And,
yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it really is. So
it's
number
horrible.
Five. Yeah, gift
number
cards.
Number five.
Damn. So this comes up, you know, throughout the year, but a lot more during the holiday season. So it's not a new concept, these gift card scams, especially if a service advertises accepting gift cards as a payment method. Another area of concern is that scammers will tamper with gift cards. And so if you are purchasing a gift card, the best avenue to do it is to do it directly from the retailer that you want to get it from. People will see advertisements on, you know, Facebook Marketplace or other similar sites for gift cards, often discounted. And what we're finding is that they are receiving cards that either have zero balance or not the balance that they thought it was. So you really want to be careful when purchasing gift cards that are legitimate and coming from the retailer and activated for the amount that you purchased. An aside here, when you receive a gift card, we do encourage you to use it as quickly as possible, not because any retailer is going out of business. It's just because the simple fact is a lot of people misplace them. So if you want to take advantage of that gift you were given, we just recommend doing it before you lose the card.
Yeah, sooner rather than later. Online shopping, package delivery, charity scams, seasonal jobs, and gift cards. That's 1 through 5. We still got to get to 6 through 12 of the 12 scams of Christmas to be aware of. Commissioner Brian Caffarelli is here from the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection. Let's go to number 6, Brian. What do you got?
All right. This is a sad one, too. It's pet scams. So families are looking for new pets this holiday season. And so we really want to stress, be wary of fake pet ads that continue to pop up on social media feeds and other places. You know, every year, U.S. consumers report receiving a sick or stolen animal or sometimes no pet at all. So if you're in the process of looking for a pet during the holiday season, request a video call with the seller. Do not purchase a pet without seeing it in person or on a video call. Avoid ads that accept payment via gift cards or peer-to-peer payment apps like Venmo or PayPal. If you're in doubt, I mean, do your homework. We say this every time, but, you know, take that extra minute to do some research. Search the seller's name with scam or review. Find other people who have purchased a pet from this individual. And for peace of mind, consider using a local animal shelter to see the pet in person before you get them.
Yep. Adopt, don't shop. Never a bad idea. What about number 7, Brian?
Returns and exchanges. So late December through early January is a common time for returns and exchanges, but there are a few things you should know before you go. So not necessarily a scam, but stores are not required to accept exchanges or refunds unless the merchandise is defective or misrepresented. In fact, some major retailers have changed their return policies, such as adding return fees and shortening return windows. So it's an effort to combat return fraud or schemes consumers may try to get an item for free. So to ensure your return process is smooth this year, read through the return policies for in-store and online, as details may differ, you know, for this time of year. Always keep the receipt and original packing. For early bird shoppers, make note of the return window, but we're kind of out of that.
But I do think it's worth also, Brian, this isn't a scam, but I do think people don't read the fine print sometimes, and they don't realize that, for example, some stores this time of year are going to say, we'll give you store credit, but they won't give you money back. Like, that's not a scam. That they very much are, I believe, legally allowed to do that, but you got to read the fine print. Got to read it.
You do.
Yeah.
They are required, both online and in person, to post their return policy.
Sure.
So if they don't have one posted, there is a default. But, you know, you really would just want to, they can set their own policy. And so you want to make sure you understand what the return policy is. So, and some sales are final, too.
Exactly. So not a one size fits all, I think. Yeah. Brian, number 8.
Toll scams. So they're common this time of year. People are traveling a lot during the holiday destinations. And again, it's like the delivery text you get. There's a ton of people getting texts from unknown senders. They claim to be a toll collection service, stating that you have an unpaid toll fee and sometimes late fees. The message will tell you to click a link to pay the fee and fill out personal information. Don't do it. It's a phishing scam. I know we don't have tolls here, but many people travel to our surrounding states that do. They overlook it. Oftentimes, they're asking for a nominal amount of money. And so people just, rather than, you know, face these consequences against these, again, a red flag, the urgent message from them to act or something really bad is going to happen. Your license will be suspended. You'll face a severe fine. So you don't want to do that. Just don't click it. Report it as scam and delete it.
Yeah. All right. Number 9, we've got Commissioner Brian Caffarelli here going over the 12 scams of Christmas. What's number 9?
Very common one, social media ads. So be wary of random pop-up ads with odd links on social media feeds. We say don't use them, but if you want to use them, you know, there's some ways to do it. But it is very tempting because they have products that are in high demand being advertised through this method, oftentimes at severely discounted prices. And we get reports all the time that people either don't get the item at all or they don't get what they thought they were going to. It's not what they saw in the ad. It's a fake, or it's not the product what they were looking for. So it's generally best to shop in person to inspect the quality of the item before purchasing it. If you are going to use one of these pop-up ads, click to open it in an external browser so you can check out the link, and then make sure that you check that website to see, you know, Google it to see if it has been reported as a scam.
Mm-hmm. What about number 10, Brian?
Porch pirates. So not necessarily a scam also, but it's important to warn consumers about this growing trend of porch pirates. I think we've talked about it too. So some tips to prevent the stolen package. Ship, you know, your item, you can ship it to a local store or package receiving service. You can request signatures for deliveries. You can create a concealed drop-off spot either behind furniture or plants and write them in your delivery instructions when you order when you place your order. And if you are frequently away from home, you can consider buying a lockable drop-box. But also just have your neighbors, you know, talk to them and see if they could take a look out, especially if you know you're expecting several packages or valuable ones.
True. I always say ship it to work if they're okay with it as well. That's always my go-to.
Good point. Yeah.
Right? Thank you. What about number 11, Brian?
Okay. So this counterfeit weight loss medication scam. So this is going to come up probably right after the holidays. And so the FTC is warning consumers to be extremely cautious of deceptive weight loss promises. So be wary of deals with magic diet supplements or effortless workout routines. Avoid offers that sound too good to be true. We say it all the time. they are. And so red flags of these counterfeit medications, if they're priced suspiciously low, if you do order it and the package or the medication itself looks different than normal, don't use it. Or if you are experiencing a new or unusual side effect, or if you purchase it from an unknown seller, you don't want to do that. Excuse me. So before you buy it, be sure to thoroughly research the company and product. Look to see, again, if there are reviews about it. And always consult with your doctor or pharmacist before taking any new medication. In general, it's best to purchase over-the-counter drugs in person at a licensed pharmacy.
Okay, Brian, ready? Number 12.
Number 12, again, health clubs. As we approach the new year, this is a common time for health club and gym enrollment. And we often receive complaints about billing practices and contracts regarding health clubs. So just want to remind consumers, determine what your goals are prior to enrolling. Does the facility fit those needs? Read the entire contract before signing up. Understand what you're going to be paying, the fees and policies prior to signing that contract. Ask as many questions as you have. Tour the facility and do it at the time you think you might use it. And don't feel pressured, again, to sign up immediately. Take your time, research other options.
You did it. You did it.
We did it.
Wow.
We did, yeah.
Commissioner Brian Caffarelli from the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection outlining the 12 scams of Christmas. And some of those even, I mean, I would say are a bigger deal once you get into the new year. I thank you so much for outlining these. I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday season.
You too.
I'll see you in the new year, Brian.
Okay. Yes. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. Thanks again, Michelle.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Again, Brian Caffarelli, Commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection, right here on WICC.